The other day I read about the 150th anniversary of the start of the American Civil War, then learned on the radio about the 400th anniversary of the King James edition of the Bible. Why are years important? Why do we celebrate anniversaries and birthdays? Well, we have to celebrate the passage of time somehow, and a year works out so slick on account of it being exactly one Earth turn around the sun. But have we really thought about this? I find that the more I think about us tooling around on a breathable space rock at a velocity that defies human capability, the less I am able to function during committee meetings. Sometimes when I am driving home from work, I fathom the likelihood of life on other planets rotating around their suns, and I wonder, these peoples of other worlds, do they also have a Cloverdale County garage that is now being used to store hundreds of rusty old bikes? They must, right? This is all part of the reason why a year matters. A year is a unit you can measure. It contains all the seasons if you're lucky enough to have them. A year can make a big difference, but more often it makes a small difference. The true measure of human change is a generation. A generation can last 25 years or more. In the case of the baby boomers, it might be decades before we see the last nursing home advertisement featuring a song by The Who. In my mind, a generation is about 35 years. People don't get more than three a lifetime. For the first one, we forge an identity, learn the bulk of what we are to learn in life. We are responsible to ourselves, perhaps young children as well. For the second generation, we do something with our talents. We are responsible to two other generations, our aging parents and our maturing children. And this time we will prove the mettle of whatever we learned last generation. Maybe something, maybe not much. For the third and final generation, we are left to contemplate what we have done, responsible to teach what we've learned and accept what the new generations do, probably something awful. Maybe that's why it seems more impressive that we are just six generations, two lifetimes, separated from the Civil War, just five or six lifetimes from the King James Bible, Shakespeare, and the origins of modern history. And KAXE is just one 35-year generation from its beginning, with a whole lifetime or more ahead.